share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The Royal Malaysia Police, PDRM, arrested 9 officers and members of an enforcement agency, suspected of being involved in a drug trafficking syndicate. They also arrested a local fisherman who is believed to be working with the syndicate. Based on a report by Berita Harian, among the 9 arrested were members of various ranks, including senior officers. Bukit Aman Narcotics Criminal Investigation Department, JSJN, Director, Datuk Ayub Khan Maidan Pichai, shared that the 9 civil servants were working at an enforcement agency in Putrajaya. The modus operandi of this syndicate is to resell 50 kgs of drugs suspected to be sayabu that was seized in an operation in the waters of the Straits of Malacca, to drug dealers in northern peninsula Malaysia. The drugs seized by this syndicate are drugs that were being smuggled by another syndicate that is active in Banting, Selangor for the Dumai, Indonesia market, he said. The enforcement office's syndicate is believed to have started last February and allegedly distributes profits from the sale of the drugs equally between them. Photo for illustration purposes only. A report by Bernama also shared that this syndicate had operated in Negeri Sembilan, Malacca and Johor Bahru and is believed to have been collaborating with other drug syndicates, making them an important player in drug circulation in Malaysia. They were also targeting overseas drug markets due to its higher prices. For example, 1 kilogram of sayabu in the Malaysian market is worth about RM36,000 while in Indonesia it is RM100,000 and in Australia it reaches RM300,000. As a result of the raid, the police seized sayabu weighing 5,377.52 grams, and the drugs could be used by 26.8 million drug addicts, he added. On top of that, they also confiscated personal properties worth RM195,235.78, including 4 cars and a bank account. All suspects were found to have no prior criminal records and a urine screening revealed that 4 of the civil servants were positive for methamphetamine. PDRM, especially JSJN, will not compromise with any civil servants involved in drug trafficking activities. Ayub Khan said, stay tuned for more updates. Also read, beware. Scammers are calling victims from PDRM station phone numbers to deceive them. Source: Jabatan Siasatan Jenayah Narcotic PDRM. Source: Sinar Harian. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.